It's one of your top stories today, Woboland. Baby formula is still hard to find, and lawmakers and even some moms are asking the Biden administration some hard questions about this. You know, questions like, hey, Joe, did you know about this looming shortage? And hey, Joe, were you prepared for it? Fox's Jared Halpern has the latest on these hard questions.
The Biden administration says it was not caught off guard by a baby formula shortage.
This is work that's been underway for months.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is very focused on cutting red tape and increasing supplies. He convened a call with infant formula producers and major retailers on ways to restock shelves.
And we're going to do everything we can to cut red tape take steps to increase supply on the marketplace.
Psaki says regulators will monitor for signs of price gouging and work on increasing imports. The shortage was triggered by a major safety recall of formula coupled with supply chain disruptions. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
You know, here's a question I'd like to ask the Biden administration. Why is the Biden administration itself stockpiling pallets of baby formula at detention centers along the southern border for migrants? According to videos posted by Florida Rep. Kat Kamick, the Biden administration has been shipping pallets of baby formula to migrant holding facilities. Take a listen.
I don't even know where to begin, guys. I mean, this is just absolutely crazy. So it is about 12:45 on Wednesday. I'm up here in D.C., and it has already been a crazy week. We've dealt with Ukraine funding, of which I voted no, and I have a whole litany of reasons why, and I can explain that to you. But something that I absolutely have to share with you right now is the craziness of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. Meanwhile, in our own district, at home, we cannot find baby formula.
Yeah, whether her claims are true or not, I don't know. She did also post some photos on her Twitter page if you want to check them out for yourself. But if pallets of baby formula are being sent to the southern border right now, as she alleges, that would mean this shortage is not a crisis. It would mean this shortage is deliberate. Right now, baby formula is at about a 43% lower rate than normal. But in some states, that rate is as high as over 50%. You know, all morning long, I have been trying to come up with some kind of analogy of what to equate this situation to. And to me, this is just like being on an airplane, and the flight attendant says, "Be sure to secure your own oxygen mask before helping others." Joe? Newsflash, Nancy, Chuck, Jen, we need to secure our own mask before helping others.
Podcasts by Federated Media.